And now, let's pass that mic along with Tipper. Time now. Hear a few words. Tonight's play ball kids, which happen to be Steven and Ricky Blue. Take it away.
Play ball.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Gear and thank you for joining us today for game five of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Series is tied up at two and Ricardo Yan on the mound for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. Here is the lineup for the Quakes that he'll be facing today. Leading off at third base, Nick Bittison, followed by the shortstop, Ryan Doncon. Batting third in center field, Chris Newell. In the cleanup spot behind the plate is Tyrone Lorenzo, followed by the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth in left field, Jorge Puerta. Batting seventh in right, it's Juan Alonso, followed by the first baseman, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for the Quakes today at second base is Kenneth Betancourt. On the mound for the Quakes is Peyton Martin, the right-handed pitcher. Here's the Rawhide lineup that he'll face. Leading off in left, Anderson Rojas. Batting second at shortstop, Jose Fernandez. The designated hitter is David Martin. And behind the plate in the cleanup spot is Christian Cerda. Batting fifth at second base, Manuel Pena, followed by the right fielder, Brett Johnson. Batting seventh at first, Gavin Conticello. Batting eighth in center, Alvin Guzman. And batting ninth is Juan Corniel. He's at third base today. And again, Ricardo Yan is on the mound for the Hyde. We are ready for first pitch. 6:32 local time here in Visalia. Wind blowing out towards right. First pitch to Nick Bittison, misses outside ball one. First pitch is at 6:33. One-oh. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It is 91 degrees here in Visalia at first pitch. Not bad. One-one count, infield shading to the left. The pitch just misses outside. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Spencer Kim, and on the bases is Evan Anderson. Two-one. There's a strike at the letters. Two balls, two strikes, according to the radar gun that we have working for the first time this week. 90 miles an hour. It's usually a few off. It might be closer to 92. Here's the pitch. It's outside ball three. Catching today for Yan is Christian Cerda. Again, the third baseman is Juan Corniel. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it is Gavin Conticello. 3-2 to Bittison. Cold strike three on the high inside corner. A breaking ball that Bittison didn't bite at. And he strikes out looking for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust, we trust. One down, nobody on, and batting from the right is Ryan Doncon. He's batting 250 on the year. Takes a ball inside. Finishing off the defensive alignment for the Rawhide in left, Anderson Rojas. Center, Alvin Guzman. And in right, it is Brett Johnson. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Pitch is very outside, ball two. Yan this season 0-4 with a 3.12 ERA. Rawhide coming off an 8-3 win over the Quakes as the pitch is fouled off on the third base side. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Doncon strikes out. Swinging. That is the second out of the inning. Two strikeouts on the day for Yon now. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Chris Newell bats from the left side. Two away, nobody on. First pitch comes in and misses. Infield now shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. The pitch misses out. That was a breaking ball. 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Fernandez, is there. Takes his time. And the throw to first ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for the Rawhide starter, Ricardo Yon. Bottom of the first coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Lead off with a Hyde. Left fielder Anderson Rojas.
Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide, and Peyton Martin delivers the first pitch. It's fouled off behind the plate. Infield shading to the right against Rojas. Rojas is the left fielder today for the Rawhide. Pitch. He tries to check his swing on an outside pitch, but the umpire on the bases, Evan Anderson, says that he did go around. No balls, two strikes. Martin steps and delivers. It's a one-hopper. Martin leaps up to make the play, sprints over to first, and underhand tosses for the first out. Nice athletic play by Martin. One away, nobody on for Jose Fernandez, batting from the left side. On deck is the designated hitter, David Martin, followed by Christian Cerda, Manuel Pena, Brett Johnson, Gavin Contesello, Alvin Guzman, and Juan Corniel. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball strike at the knees. The pitch. Another breaking ball that he swings and misses at. Count is 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Three consecutive breaking balls from Martin. That strikes out Fernandez. Two down. Catching for Martin today is Thyrone Lorenzo. Third baseman, Nick Bittison. A shortstop, Ryan Doncone. Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt, and at first it is Dayton Dooney. From left to right, Jorge Puerta, Chris Newell, and Juan Alonso. Pitch to David Martin. Misses low, ball one. Martin batting from the left side. Scoreless in the first inning, two outs, nobody on. Martin, right-handed pitcher. Pitch is a strike. He is 1-0 on the year with an ERA below 1, 0.56, and that is in six starts and seven appearances. He's thrown 16 innings, 1-1. Slow tapper back at the mound. Martin will throw to first to retire David Martin. Another 1-2-3 inning of work going into the second, scoreless. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223. Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Second inning, batting for the Quakes. Catcher number 8, Heyron Lorenzo.
Lorenzo batting from the left side. Yon back on the mound for the second inning. The pitch misses high. Scoreless so far, haven't had a base runner yet today for either team. Lorenzo batting 262 on the season. Here's the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Yon, 6'4", 180 pounds. Right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 21 in November this year. 1-1. Called strike at the knees. Count is 1-2. With the left-handed hitter, the infield is shading to the right. No real shift in the outfield. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Breaking ball clocked in at 81 miles an hour. The slider from Yon strikes out Lorenzo. That is three strikeouts on the day. Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter, bats from the right side. One down. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Galiz batting 263, the pitch. Breaking ball, look like a changeup. 0-2 count. Yon has a fastball, changeup, and slider. At least that's what he told me, but I swear sometimes his pitches, sometimes it looks like a curveball a little bit. Changeup moved like that. At least from up here in this booth. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back K's make it four strikeouts for Yon. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. Now, I will preface this when I'm talking about different pitches. Again, I played softball in college, and baseball pitches are very different than softball pitches. The spin is very different. That's the area that I still feel like a novice sometimes when I'm talking about baseball, the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. That's why I make it a point to go to every single pitcher and say, what do you throw, so I'm not guessing. Speaking of pitchers, there's Tyler Mark, our pitching coach for the Rawhide. The pitch misses outside, 1-1. Tyler Mark has been in the Diamondbacks organization for a little while now, but he only started coaching in 2021. He was actually a player here in Visalia in 2019. The pitch tries to check his swing, but it's a 1-2 count on Jorge Puerta. In 2019, it was my first year here, and we had T-Mark on the mound as a relief pitcher. One, two. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Yon strikes out the side. Five Ks through two innings. Scoreless into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
First pitch to Christian Cerda is a strike on the inside corner. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Peyton Martin back on the mound. The pitch is low in the dirt, but Cerda does go around. He tried to check his swing. Neither team has had a base runner today. 0-2. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Lorenzo. He holds on to it. That is strike three. Cerda strikes out on three pitches for the first out of the second. And now Manuel Pena comes to the plate, batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Pena's sporting some pink cleats. I haven't seen those yet. Probably wore them for Mother's Day, I would assume. Kind of see from that angle the pitch. You can see it from the back. JT, if you get the home plate camera going. Oh, there you can see. Look at that. That's some flow right there. 2-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. And I beg your pardon for those of you listening on radio. That was very TV heavy of me. But you just have to, I promise, they're really cute. 3-0, one down. Infield shading to the right. Martin delivers. Called strike at the knees. That's one thing I've always thought about when these guys will get custom-made things for Mother's Day or Father's Day, whatever the occasion is. Specifically when they get cleats. You know, those are expensive. The 3-1 tries to check his swing, but he does go around. Count is full. Cleats, bats, gloves, that kind of thing. That's where I really think that's expensive. You can't really reuse those. You don't want to just wear them one day a year, but I like that they're incorporating them. It's a great uniform to incorporate it with. The 3-2 Low and inside, ball four. That'll be the first base runner of the day for either team. Pena draws a one-out walk in the bottom of the second inning, scoreless. So the Rawhide today with All-American Saturday are wearing their military-themed jerseys. It's camo with black Rawhide written in the front and black numbers in the back with their cream pants and black socks. That's why I really like the cleats with that combination. Pickoff attempt at first base, close. Pena still putting on his oven mitt there, but got back in time. Still waiting on the first pitch to Brett Johnson, the right fielder, batting from the left. Martin working with the runner for the first time. High kick, the pitch misses high, gets off the glove of the catcher, Lorenzo. Allows Pena to move to second on the wild pitch. Now 2-0 count as it missed high. Infield, shading to the right side, Pena on second. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. Third base side, and it lands in the north. Gate parking lot brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Wind's picking up a bit. Nice breeze blowing out towards right. We definitely feel it up here in the booth. 2-1. Just misses high, ball three. Lorenzo didn't like that call. Pitch to Johnson. High ball four. Back-to-back walks given up by Martin. One away in the first baseman. Gavin Conticello steps to the plate. There will be a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Sean Coyne.
Sean Team, full service, real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with hire. To Sean Team, we're giving it a praise.
Again, this is Martin's sixth start and seventh overall appearance for the Quakes this year. And it's his second time facing the Rawhide. Remember, this is the second time the Rawhide have hosted Rancho here. We don't go down to Rancho until the end of June. But in his lone outing against the Rawhide, he allowed just over two walks through three scoreless and hitless innings. And that was in his pro debut. That was on April 12th when he had the no decision. So far, he's done the exact same thing. I know he hasn't completed three innings yet, but hitless, giving up two walks. See if history repeats itself, if he's able to get out of this inning. Runners on first and second, one down, and Conticello is batting from the left side. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Conticello batting 121 on the year. Runner on second is Pena. On first, Johnson. They both walked. Infield shifting to the right. 0-1. Grounded to the first baseman. He picks it up right by first base bag. Dooney makes the play. Two down. Runners advance 90 feet. Two runners in scoring position for the center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Now batting for the Hyde. Center fielder number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Infield, shading up the middle against Guzman. The pitch, low in the dirt, ball one. It's actually one of the more unconventional shifts I think we've seen. So Bittis in the third baseman, well off the line. He's in the 5-6 hole and playing in. The shortstop, Doncone, is kind of playing where a shortstop normally would, but then the second baseman, Betancourt, up the middle, and the first baseman, Dooney, well off the line. The pitch is fouled off, 1-1. So, again, the reason why I find it unconventional, usually you just have kind of a straight shift. Maybe someone's shading more to the left, more to the right than normal. But this one kind of feels more like it's slightly more up the middle of a shift, but not exactly even. The pitch misses high. Usually when I'm noticing a shift, at least, I notice everyone creep closer towards second, but they all stay an even amount away from second base. This is not the case here. The 2-1 swung on and missed strike two. I'd love to see Guzman's spray chart to see if that's exactly how he hits. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch from Martin. Fouled off into the netting. Two-two. Ground ball up the middle, through into center field. Pena scores. They're going to send Johnson. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Guzman picks up RBIs 13 and 14. Rawhide lead by two. Here's Juan Corniel, the switch hitter, is batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Guzman, the runner on first. The pitch to Corniel, misses high. Ball one. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Martin. Pickoff attempt at first base. Guzman back safely, standing up. Guzman takes off, the pitch is high, the throw to second on the other side of second base and goes into center field. Guzman heads for third, the throw from Newell high, and Guzman takes two bases. Stolen base and an error on the catcher. That is the first error of the day for the Quakes. Stolen base number 11 on the year for Guzman. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on third for Corniel with two outs. Line towards left field. Puerta dealing with the sun comes over and makes the catch over his glove shoulder, left shoulder to end the inning. But the Rawhide take the early lead, 2-0. Heading into the third, you're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
First pitch to Alonzo, misses high and in. Ball one. Yon back on the mound. It is the top of the third inning. Rawhide lead 2-0. They only have one hit, though. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. It was 2 1-out walks given up by Peyton Martin, and then a 2-out RBI single by Alvin Guzman. That's the only hit of the day for either team. 1-1. Strike the knees. Alonzo batting 203 on the year. Yon has struck out 5 so far through 2 innings. 1-2. Breaking ball in there for strike 3. My goodness, Yon is on fire today. I think it's 6 strikeouts. 4 consecutive. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Well, I guess we should start talking about this early. The most strikeouts that Yon has had this season for the Rawhide is 9. That was just last week in his last start against Fresno. Dayton Dooney batting from the right. Pitch misses in. Ball one. And his career high, 10 strikeouts. That was back against the Arizona Complex League Brewers last year in August. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. So his last appearance, Yon unfortunately did take the loss, although pitched a pretty clean game. No walks, striking out 9. The pitch misses out. He did give up 2 earned runs off of 4 hits through 5 1/3 innings. He's still looking for his first win of the year. Fly ball to deep left center field. Rojas comes over, makes the play as he loses his hat. Had to go long way to get it. Also fighting the sun. This is usually the part where I do not envy whoever the left fielder and third baseman are for the other team. For either team, I should say. 2 down. Kenneth Betancourt bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Misses high and in ball one. Yon, glove at the belt. 1-0. Grounded foul towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. The pitch, line drive, left fielder Rojas comes over towards the foul line, makes the play on the run. Another 1-2-3 inning for Ricardo Yon, scoreless into the bottom of the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Top of the order at the plate for the Rawhide. Anderson Rojas batting from the left. He grounds it out to the pitcher, Martin, who is back on the mound. Rojas takes the ball low. 2-0 the Rawhide lead. Bottom of the third inning, and it is Martin's third inning of work. He's given up just one hit, but because of the two walks, two runs, the pitch is low in the dirt, but Rojas does go around, try to check his swing. Was unable to do so. One-one. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One-two. Low in the dirt. It hits off of Lorenzo. He's in some pain back there. Looks like it hit his thigh. It is a 2-2 count, and now the athletic trainer, Akinori Maeda, checking in on the catcher, Lorenzo. He's still been bent over for about a minute now. Today is All-American Saturday here at Valley Strong Ballpark. With that, we have a military discount every Saturday. If you are an active military member in the reserves or retired, show your military ID at the ticket office presented by Kaweah Health, and you get a grandstand ticket as well as a $5 concessions voucher. But today we have a special deal for Armed Services Day. If you are a military member, then you get a free ticket if you show your ID. Okay, Lorenzo says he's okay. We're ready for the 2-2 to Rojas. Martin steps and delivers. Pitch misses high and out, ball three. Also part of Armed Services Day, we have a Armed Services military-themed cap. The pitch is fouled off out of play. It is a flex-fit cap available in the Balanced Comfort Team store. Just for $35, you can check that out at rawhidebaseball.com. We also did post about it on Facebook, so you can click the link there. The 3-2. Deep fly ball to left field. Alonzo goes back. He's at the wall, leaps up, and makes the catch in front of the bullpen in right field. One away. Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Misses high and in ball one. Fernandez struck out on three pitches against Martin. I think he saw all breaking balls in that at bat, too. 1-0. Fouled off out of play behind the plate.
They're on the phone. 747-2000 Vision Black Swords.
One, one. Strike at the knees. Martin working quickly. The 1-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. Doncone has it behind second. Throw to first. Beats Fernandez by two steps. Two away.
Heading to the plate is the designated hitter, David Martin.
David Martin bats from the left side. He grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at bat. Two away, nobody on. The pitch misses in ball one. And Peyton Martin versus David Martin. They're not related. Unless I missed the memo. They are not related. Although they both have the same curly hair sticking out underneath their caps. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. I think Martin's hair is a little bit longer. I know he puts his in a little man bun. A little, it's like, looks like a bunny tail. So small. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. They also both have a dark brown beard. Maybe they are related and we just don't know. Or maybe I don't know and maybe their families know and I'm just clueless. The 1-2 lined right to the third baseman, Bittison. He had to fight off the sun but makes the play to end the inning. Heading into the top of the fourth, Rawhide lead 2-0. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Top of the fourth inning. Now batting third baseman, Nick Bittison.
Nick Bittison. Batting from the right side, the first pitch in at Bittison hits off his elbow guard on his left elbow. And that'll be the first base runner of the day for Yon. Leadoff man is on. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Doncone bats from the right side. The pitch, breaking ball. That misses. Bittison has 3 stolen bases on the year in 4 attempts. The pitch, misses low. Count is now 2-0. Bittison takes off. The pitch is a breaking ball, and Cerda couldn't hold on to the ball, but I think Bittison had a good jump anyway. Runner in scoring position now for the Quakes. That is the 4th stolen base of the year for Bittison. 3-0 count to Doncone. The pitch is fouled off. 3-1 count now. Fouled off. Infield shading to the left. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch fouled off. Another slider from Yon. Mentioned that today is All-American Saturday and a special one as it is Armed Services Day. But also we will have post-game fireworks. A 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Don Cone strikes out for the second time today. That is strikeout number seven for Yon. Runner in scoring position still for the Quakes. Runner on first. Beg your pardon, runner on second with one down. And Chris Newell is batting from the left side. One part of All-American Saturday I failed to mention, of course, it is presented by Budweiser. We have some beer specials. The pitch is fouled off on the first base side. So it is, let me double check. I don't want to get this one wrong. Yes, half priced. I was going to say $2 off. That's a different promotion day. Half price Budweiser, Bud Light, Estrella Jalisco, and Michelob Ultra. So you get to enjoy All-American Saturday, even if you're not a member of the military. As long as you're 21 years and over, of course. The pitch is out. 1-1 count, one down. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. Yon stares at Bittison, now delivers a breaking ball that's waved out and missed. 1-2, that pitch clocked in at 79 miles an hour. One, two count. Yon checks Bittison twice, now kicks. Breaking ball, deep fly ball to center field. Guzman's running out of room. He leaps up, a home run for Chris Newell. A two-run shot that ties up the ball game. First hit of the day for the Quakes is a home run. And ties it up 2-2 on the top of the fourth. Home run number 11 on the year for Newell. Lorenzo. Bases are empty with one out as Lorenzo comes to the plate. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. And Newell stays at the top of the leader list for the Cal League hitters in terms of home runs. He already led in first place with 10, now at 11. The pitch is a strike. The person behind him is actually at the plate right now, Lorenzo has nine. After that is Gaveo with the San Jose Giants. 0-2. Missing low, ball one. Infield shifting to the right against Lorenzo. 1-2, misses outside. New ball game here in the fourth. Tied up at two. A 2-2 just misses low. Serta thought it was strike three, but was told it is in fact ball three. The pitch misses low and outside, ball four. That's the first walk given up by Yon. And the first walk that he has allowed since April 29th. That is 14 innings. He did not allow a walk. And now he has. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach of the Rawhide, out to have a conversation with Yon. Every mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team, full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. the Shawn team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is over. One down, runner on first is Lorenzo, and the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz, bats from the right side. The pitch, foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. Jan checks the runner, now kicks, and the pitch misses outside. So Jan was signed as a free agent in January of 2021. So 2021 was his first professional season. He was in the Dominican Summer League, threw in 12 games there, the 3.71 ERA. 1-1, fouled off. And then last year he was in extended spring training and then was with the Arizona Complex League Diamondbacks. So the way that extended spring training works, reason why we call it that is the Arizona Complex League doesn't start until June. So the players who aren't in Visalia, Hillsboro, Amarillo, or Reno, as that pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. What a slider from Jan. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. So, you know, all those players, the young guys, maybe it's their first year in the United States, originally from Latin America, Taiwan, Japan, or guys who were drafted recently last year and aren't necessarily ready for the next step here in Visalia. They're in what's called extended spring training as the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And then the Arizona Complex League games start in June. So that's why until June, if guys come up from Arizona, we say they were transferred from extended spring training, not from the Complex League. 0-1. Misses outside, ball one. So a perfect example is Logan Clayton, who threw yesterday. He was injured last year and had surgery after the draft. Was not necessarily ready to be on the Rawhide opening day roster. So, and joined us about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, 2.5 weeks ago. The 1-1. Line towards left field. Rojas can't find it because of the sun. It lands in left center field for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the wall. They're going to send Lorenzo from first. Here's the throw home. It hits off of Lorenzo, gets by Cerda. Jan picks it up and tries to throw to third to get the out at third base. Puerta slides in safely. 3-2 now. The Quakes lead in the fourth.
Now battling.
So again, Rojas lost the ball in the sun.
Alonso.
That allowed Lorenzo to score. The throw was close, but hit off of Lorenzo, got by Cerda. Jan was close by, picks it up, and threw a bullet to third base as a bang-bang play, but they said that Puerta reached safely. 2 outs at the plate now is Juan Alonso. The pitch misses. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-1. 2 outs, runner on third. And they are going to give an error. An error has just popped up on the board. We'll see who it is on. The pitch. Breaking ball. 71 miles an hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Infield back with 2 outs, runner on third, 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number 8 on the day for Jan. But the Quakes take the lead 3-2 as we head into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom half of the fourth inning. The catcher, Christian Serna.
Serna takes the ball on the inside corner. It is the bottom half of the fourth. One oh. There's a strike. And new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Looks like number 31, Christian Romero, the pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. So Romero is in relief for Martin. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescon. Rescon Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is fouled off. 1-2 count to Serna now, who struck out in his first at-bat. The Rawhide trail the Quakes 3-2. The pitch misses high and in, ball two. Pitch is a ball just inside. 3-2. The pitch, high, ball four. Serna. He draws a leadoff walk to start off the inning for the Rawhide.
Second baseman, Manuel Peña.
Manuel Peña bats from the left side. Runner on first. Nobody out the pitch. He tries to check his swing on a pitch in the dirt. And they appeal down. They said he went. Tough angle to see there. And I thought he kept the bat head low, but maybe I'm biased. The 0-1 is fouled off. Count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, low and inside, ball one. So to let you know who the error was on, it was on the third baseman, Corniel, in the last half inning. That was the player who threw the ball home. The error did not affect the RBI, though, the pitch. Grounded to the first baseman. Juni bobbles it for a second, gets the playoff to second in time. But Pena is safe at first.
And to play is right fielder, Brett Johnson.
So one down, runner on first, and Brett Johnson bats from the left side. So to finish off that final thought, it was officially ruled a double for Puerta. He gets the RBI, and then the throw, Aaron's throw, is on how he advanced to third on the play. Pitch to Johnson is a strike on the inside corner. So both, rather all three runs in the top of the fourth inning will be earned to Yon, which is the most runs he's given up in a game this season for the Rawhide. 0-1 to Johnson. He fouls off.
I gotta have more cowbell.
No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Johnson strikes out for the second out of the inning.
Batting his first base by Gavin Contesello.
And now Gavin Contesello comes to the plate. Pena takes off, the pitch is low and inside. Ball 1. Pena picks up his third stolen base of the year. One oh count, two down, and there is a pitch clock violation. No, there is a timeout. There it is, timeout called by Lorenzo. 3-2 ball game. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Quakes lead. They have two hits today. One of them a big one. Two-run shot by Newell for his 11th home run of the year. Meanwhile, the Rawhide only have one hit. It was off the bat of Alvin Guzman, who's on deck. Both teams have committed an error today. One oh count. Romero delivers, and the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. Pitch is fouled off. Third base side, well out of play. Contesello grounds it out to first in his first at-bat. The infield is back and shading to the right. One, two. Pena takes off for third, and the pitch misses low. Bittison did not even try to attempt to cover third there. Heads-up play by Pena. You can see how far off Bittison is if you're watching with us on Bally Live. But Bittison's, I don't know, what, 20 feet, 15 feet off the third baseline? The 2-2. Ground ball to the first baseman. He backhands it, and he'll touch first to end the inning. Quakes lead 3-2 heading into the fifth. On the play-by-play for the next three innings will be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. We move to the top of the fourth inning. Dayton Dooney at the plate for the Quakes. 3-2 Quakes lead here in the top of the fifth inning, The top of the fifth, three runs scored by the Quakes in the top of the fourth inning gave them that 3-2 lead. The Rawhide scored two runs back in the bottom of the second inning. Ricardo Yan remains out on the mound. You got to wonder if this will be his last inning. The most innings we've really seen this weekend is the five innings produced yesterday by Jose Cabrera. Dane Dooney at the plate, batting 222, 66 pitches for Yan. Breaking ball goes up the middle. Yan retreats backwards and grabs that ball on the mound, throws over to the first baseman, Gavin Conocillo, and there's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, we'll have the typical scores around the California League, so stay tuned for that in the bottom of the fifth. A good recovery there by Ricardo Yan. Breaking ball has a retreat backward. It looked like he wanted to barehand it for a second, but was able to catch it in the glove and toss over to Conocillo, who has typically been playing over on the third base side. Talked to Conocillo earlier today, asking him about playing that first base position. And he just says whatever keeps him in the lineup, he'll play that position. Growing up, he played that middle infield. He talked about in high school, played second base in his sophomore year, and then his juniors and senior years played over the shortstop position. And then as you followers have throughout the week, Conocillo's been playing over on the third base side along with Jose Fernandez. So Conocillo moving over to the first base side, third different first baseman that the Rawhide have used this week. And Conocillo looking good over there on the first base side as you get a look with him with the sunglasses on the bill at the moment as the sun's starting to go down here at Valley Strong, 7:38 here on the Pacific. High pitch goes for ball three, three balls and a strike for Yan. Kenneth Betancourt at the plate for the Quakes. 12 RBIs on the year, batting 278. Betancourt, the bottom of the Quakes order. The delivery on the way from Yan. Breaking ball goes off to the left side and foul. And the count goes even, three balls and two strikes. Kenneth Betancourt flew out back in the third inning as his only plate appearance of the ballgame. And now a pitch clock violation against Betancourt. And that's going to be a strikeout. So Kenneth Betancourt is going to get sat down via pitch clock violation. I believe that's the first time we've seen a pitch clock violation strikeout this week. Betancourt will be sat down, and there's two quick outs here in the fifth inning. So not something we're super used to seeing, especially with the pitch clock being a fairly new addition throughout minor league and major league baseball. But two outs for Yan. I'm sure he won't argue that one. He goes with a slider, misses outside for ball number one. So Nick Bittison will step up to the plate. Had a stolen base back in the fourth inning. Came home to score. He's one of three Quakes runs in this ballgame. Hits it right up the middle. This one's going to be fielded by Pena. Pena, an athletic throw to first base. Conocillo extends and gets the out. Three up, three down. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 3-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. A ground ball to the left side of the infield on the first pitch from Guzman. Throw down to first in time. So it's going to be a 5-3 ground out for Alvin Guzman. And now we go to the bottom of the Rawhide order, where it's going to be Juan Cornell stepping up to the plate. Juan Cornell at the plate had a line out to left field back in the second inning. Batting from the left side, gets ready for the pitch. 5 points above 200. Watches the pitch go outside for a ball one. One ball and one strike. Cornell gets ready for the pitch, takes it inside, hits it to the right side of the infield, and that one's going to get through the outreach of Betancourt, and it's a one-out single for Juan Cornell. Just trying to put the ball in play. Cornell gets enough of it, puts enough speed on it, and gets to the right side of the infield. The Rawhide have the tying run over at first base. So Anderson Rojas now will step up to the plate for the Rawhide, another left-handed hitter. Rojas will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Rojas, one of the hottest hitters for Visalia, as he swings at the first pitch, an 80-mile-per-hour breaker. Rojas completely thrown off on that one, and as a result finds himself behind the count, no balls and a strike. So Anderson Rojas batting .333 on the season. Swing and a miss on that one. A man in motion. Here's an opportunity for Guzman to have a stolen base, and he is caught stealing. What a throw by the catcher, Tyron Lorenzo, and there's two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide trying to get aggressive. A nice jump by Alvin Guzman, and just barely gets a tag applied in time. That was Don Cohn applying the tag, and now that one's fouled backwards, and the Rawhide are down to their final strike here in the inning. Before the inning comes to a conclusion, let's give you some scores around the California League. Modesto leads over Fresno 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss for Anderson Rojas, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We'll give you the last two games when we come back from the break. One hit, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. Rawhide trail against the Quakes, 3-2. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We go to the top of the sixth inning. A new pitcher in the game for the Rawhide, number 29, Luis Tejeda, the 5'10 right-hander, 170 from Yazama, Dominican Republic, a free agent signee for the Diamondbacks back in 2019, as he has his second strike on two pitches and has now no balls and two strikes. So Luis Tejeda comes in and replaces Ricardo Yan. Ricardo Yan, a career strikeout 10 through five innings of work. Not often do we see pitchers going past the five-inning mark in the California League. So Yan's night will come to a conclusion. Just mentioned that 10 strikeouts. Last night, the Rawhide recorded 13. So Rawhide pitching only needs three more strikeouts to get to the series high, as that one's fouled backwards for Raindon Khan. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. So Luis Tejeda, the second pitcher being used by the Rawhide today. Tejeda, 5.11 ERA on the season, as this is now his seventh appearance, as that one's hit in the left field, goes in deep back to the wall, and that ball is gone off the Visalia Oak sign in left field, and a hard hit shot by Raindon Khan. There's a reason he's top three in the California League in home runs. Make that home run number seven, and the Quakes expand their lead to 4-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Raindon Khan just takes advantage of a hanging breaking ball on the left inside part of the plate and carries it deep into left field. A nice pull shot home run, and as a result, 4-2. Let's watch the replay there. Yeah, Tejeda just left it up and in and pulls it down the left side of the field, and now another dangerous batter, Chris Noel. Chris Noel, the leading home run leader in the California League. He achieved that last night with 10 home runs now for Newell. The left-handed hitter for the Quakes gets ready. And he'll get ready for the upcoming pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. So Chris Newell, Raindon Khan, and Thyron Lorenzo, three guys who are batting 2, 3, and 4, and all of them are combined for over 5 home runs. This Quakes team, 35 home runs. The average throughout the California League is 19. Upcoming pitch on the way goes inside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Seven players on this Quakes team have left the yard this season. Six home runs, now seven for Don Cohn. And then Lorenzo with the 9 home runs and Chris Newell with 10. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger. An inside pitch goes in the dirt. A block by Christian Serta. And the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christian Serta has looked really good behind the plate this series, and he continues to do it here in tonight's game. The 2 balls, 2 strike count. The delivery on the way from Tejeda bounces on the home plate, and now the count goes full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chris Newell, a really impressive season or series so far. Just 2 nights ago, a back-to-back plate appearances, had home runs, swinging a miss on a ball in the dirt. Scooped up by Serta, throw down to first is in time, and there's 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Now, always good whenever you can strike out a dangerous batter like Newell. Goes golfing on that one. Nice, heavy breaking ball, curveball, going from about chest level all the way down to the dirt. And now 2 down here in the top of the sixth. Thyron Lorenzo steps up to the plate in the cleanup spot, number 4, and a hard hit shot on the right side of the infield out of reach of Manuel Pena, and scooping it up in right field is Brett Johnson, and he'll quickly throw it in, and it's a 2-out single for Thyron Lorenzo.
Now batting designated hitter.
Watching the replay there, we'll see where Tejeda missed another high pitch, and really the Quakes are taking advantage of those balls here on the inning on Tejeda. You look at the home run by Raindon Khan. It was the upper third of the batter's box, sends that one into outfield. And now that last shot, this one hit on the left side of the infield, scooped up by Fernandez. And throws over to second base and is able to get the out. And now 2 outs here on the fielder's choice. So Jesus Caliz will get ready to step up. See the ground ball on the left side of the infield. It was scooped up by Jose Fernandez. Gets the easy out over at second. Rawhide weren't able to turn two, so it's going to be a 6-4 ground out. And now it's going to be Jorge Puerta stepping up to the plate. Jorge Puerta, his third at-bat of the ballgame. A double back in the fourth and a strikeout in the second. The Jorge Puerta double, a really odd kind of play. Hit it into left field, and it just kind of got lost in the sunset of Anderson Rojas. Trying to find it, got it lost in the sun. Ended up getting the double and the RBI. And then Jorge Puerta was able to reach third base off of a throwing error, which the scorebook is showing an E5, I believe, thanks to the cutoff from Juan Cornell. Throw back over to the first base side. Tag applied by Gavin Conicillo. Let's give you the remaining California League scores. Over in Stockton, San Jose leads over Stockton 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire, that game was postponed due to an issue in the dugout over at Lake Elsinore. Two balls and a strike, outside pitch. Jorge Puerta trying to capitalize here with the runner on first. Luis Tejeda trying to limit the damage to that lone home run by Rendon Cohn. Rawhide trailing by 2-4-2. Four hits for the Quakes, two for the Rawhide, and a second throw over to first base from Tejeda. A little concerned with the lead over at first base. Trying to keep Galiz close by. Not a team who steals bases very often. 29 stolen bases for this Quakes team. 35 is the average around the California League. And a missed pitch outside for ball number three. Three balls and two strikes. Tejeda close it in on 20 pitches. Four shy of it. Two pickoff attempts already in this at-bat from Tejeda. Jorge Puerta will await the pitch. Right on right matchup. The delivery payoff pitch fouled off over into the Rawhide dugout. And Puerta will have another chance to resume this at-bat. I believe the second payoff pitch we will see here from Puerta. Get ready for the pitch. Get a little warm-up swing. Payoff pitch on the way. Man in motion. Check swing held back. And the first base umpire is going to say that Puerta went around and the inning is going to come to a conclusion. One hit, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide Trail of Quakes 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Jose Fernandez swings at the first pitch he sees, hits it to the second baseman, and he's retired for the first out. Rawhide swinging at these first pitches early in the ball game. Betancourt didn't have much of an easier play than that tonight. So Jose Fernandez will hit into the ground out, and there's one quick out here as David Martin will step up to the plate. David Martin, the designated hitter. We've seen him at the catcher position once in this series. Christian Serta, the primary catcher here for the Rawhide, showing bunt, pulls it back for ball number one. One ball, no strikes here on this Armed Forces Day. The Rawhide sporting their military uniforms, as you see with the camo tops and the cream pants. Check swing by Martin, doesn't pull the trigger. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Here on game five of the six-game series. That one fouled off to the left side. And nearly going over into that Budweiser Saloon and bounced into the crowd and bounced right on out. So that's first strike for the at-bat for David Martin. Rawhide trying to get their first run since the second inning. They've been held scoreless since then. Rawhide with the win yesterday, with the series now at 2-2. Swing and a miss for David Martin. The Rawhide are the only team that the Quakes have not won against this year. The Quakes this season are 5-0-1 in series with only one tie. Swing and a miss for David Martin. Goes down swinging. And now two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide batting struggling to make contact here as of lately. And that's going to bring up Christian Serta to the plate. Serta the cleanup spot here for the Rawhide.
Christian Serta.
Look to get things going with two away. Serta 0-2 on the day. Had a ground out to the pitcher's mound back in the first and a line out to third base back in the third inning. Serta will get ready for the pitch and watches that one go just about 6 inches above home plate. Called for ball number one. One ball, no strikes. See Christian Serta with one of the more open stances on this Rawhide team. Watches that one clip the outside corner for strike number one. One ball and one strike. Manuel Pena waits on deck. One of the two Rawhide runs to score in this ballgame. Serta takes that one inside at the belt for ball number two. Two balls and no strikes. Christian Serta, the 6 foot, 190 pounder from Bronx, New York. Traded from Tampa Bay back in 2022. Appealed down to the first base umpire, called for a ball. Evan Anderson, the first base umpire. Spencer Kim calling the balls and strikes for today. Three balls and two strikes, two away. The payoff pitch to Serta, and he takes that one high for ball four, and Serta will take his pass at first base. Good eye from Serta, and that will bring up Manuel Pena to the plate. Manuel Pena walked back in the second, scored on a wild pitch, was able to get around all four bases. He also has reached off a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. Pena batting just above 200 at 207, takes an inside pitch for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Manuel Pena, 27 out of the 37 games played this year. That's good for fifth most games started by a Rawhide position player this season, as he fouls that one backwards for a strike. One ball and one strike. Pena digs in from the left side. He's wearing some nice pink Nike cleats today. He'll get ready for the pitch. One ball, one strike. The delivery on the way from Christian Romero. Sent to the right side of the infield. That one's easily scooped up by Dayton Dooney. He'll step on first base, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We move to the top of the seventh. Quakes lead over the Rawhide, 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Welcome back to Valley Sports Live. We're inside of Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you as we move to the top of the seventh inning. Luis Tejeda in for his second inning of work. 19 pitches, 13 strikes. Two strikeouts came last inning. And a strike right down the middle for strike number two. Or strike number one, excuse me. One ball and one strike. Juan Alonso, this is his 19th start of the season, batting 203. And check swing here. Appeal over the first base umpire, Evan Anderson. Says he doesn't go around. And the count will go two balls and a strike. Juan Alonso on the day has struck out twice. Struck out in the third and the fourth. Swing and a miss. And it was a heavy hack by Juan Alonso. Swinging for the outfield fences. And Alonso finds himself behind in the count. And he'll use his batter's timeout and have a chance to kind of regroup. 2-2 the count here as finally Alonso will step back in and get ready to do work. Dayton Dooney and Kenneth Betancourt will be the 7, 8, and 9 batters here in the inning. Swing and a miss for Juan Alonso. Golden Severo, he goes down for the third time tonight. And there's one away here in the seventh. Watch on our replay here. Nice delivery from Tejeda. Strikeout number three. And a breaking ball got him. It looked like he was maybe waiting for a higher, maybe a fastball there. And as a result, goes down swinging. And now Rawhide pitching has now struck out 12 batters, one shy of the series high. 4-2 the score here in the top of the seventh. 80-mile-per-hour breaker misses inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Luis Tejeda, one pitch shy of 25 pitches. 25 will be coming up in just a moment to the first baseman. Misses outside for ball two, 2-0. Dayton Dooney, 52 strikeouts on the season. Leads the Quakes in strikeouts. Would love to get a chance to get on base. An opportunity here as Dayton Dooney with 26 hits on the year. And takes that one outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. 3-0 count. Hitters count here. We'll see if Dayton Dooney pulls the trigger, just keeps the bat on his shoulder. The delivery on the way, takes out inside for ball four, and Dayton Dooney will walk down over to first base for walk number 14 of the year.
Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt.
So here comes Kenneth Betancourt to the plate with the one away. Flew out back in the third to left field and a strikeout in the fifth. Kenneth Betancourt, the right-handed batter, right on right matchup here, swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Christian Serta. Not much of a shift going on in the outfield. Everybody playing straight up. Double play opportunity set up on the infield. Well, one pitch on the way. And that one misses outside once again for ball one. One ball and a strike here for Tejeda. Batter number three face here for the inning. We get ready to go to the top of the order where Nick Bittison awaits on deck. One ball, one strike, one away. Small lead over at first base. Nice block by Christian Serta. Keeps the ball in front of him for a two ball, one strike count. That's one thing that Serta's been working on throughout the week with his Rawhide coaching staff, especially on those balls on the plate, trying to keep his body as wide as possible. We'll watch it here on the replay to see how wide, just how much Serta is able to absorb that ball straight off the chest, keep his eyes straight down on the ball, and avoid the ball getting away from him. And Serta keeps the ball about 3 feet in front of him. Hit on the ground. This is over to the third base side. Scooped up by Juan Cornell. Throw down to first in time. What a play by Juan Cornell. Charged the ball quickly and throws across the diamond over to Gavin Conicillo. And there's two away here in the top of the seventh inning. That's another thing that this defense has been working on. A lot of charging the ball, being aggressive on ground ball opportunities, and Tejeda could have gotten it. Let's it go for Cornell. That's a really difficult play to bare hand now, and especially out of the air. You often see the major league players scoop the ball off the ground, but Juan Cornell able to take that one off of a bounce straight into the hand, and on the run, that was not a difficult play, and Cornell made it look simple. And a nice stretch over there by Gavin Conicillo to complete the play over at first base. So Nick Bittison at the plate, swing and a miss, goes behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Nick Bittison, the second most games appeared in this season for the Quakes, 34 out of the 37 games he started. Nick Bittison has only missed three games all season long, so he's had his fair share of reps. No balls and two strikes, two away. The pitch from Tejeda, and that one's fouled backwards and stays alive in the count. Nick Bittison also ranked second in walks this year for the Quakes, 23 to be exact. The team high is Chris Newell, who's got 25. You can tell pitchers are nervous to pitch around Chris Newell, a guy who can send the ball over the fence, 10 home runs for him. No balls, two strikes, misses outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. I'm sure Tejeda would like to get out of the inning facing off against Bittison because he got rained on calling, waiting on deck. The man who hit a home run last at bat, and that was just one inning ago back in the sixth inning. One ball, two strikes, two away. Bittison at the plate. Right on right matchup. Tejeda far left of the slab as he can get. The delivery, swing and a miss for Nick Bittison, and he goes down swinging. The Quakes lead over the Rawhide 4-2. We move to the bottom of the seventh. It is stretch time. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning where the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 4-2 here on this Armed Forces Day as that pitch pisses outside for ball one. Thank you to all of our veterans and those serving in the United States and around the world. We do greatly thank you for your service. His inside pitch misses there for ball number two. Two balls and no strikes. Johnson will get ready for the pitch. Two balls, no strike. First batter of the inning here. Takes one right down, right on the outside corner of the plate for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Shout out to some family. My dad served in the Navy, so happy Armed Forces Day to him as well. My uncle in the Army. Takes pitch right down the middle for strike number one. Count goes three balls and one strike. Grandpa served in the Air Force, and my brother, who just recently joined the Air Force as well, training to be a pilot. So a happy Armed Forces Day to family and everybody listening to our broadcast today. So Brett Johnson, three balls, two strikes, full count here. The pitcher in the ballgame, Christian Romero, his third inning of work. Three strikeouts, 39 pitches, make it 41 to be exact here after the last two pitches. The payoff pitch on the way to Johnson. Check swing, he's not going to pull the trigger. He'll take ball four just below the knees, and it's a leadoff walk for the Rawhide. Good play vision there by Brett Johnson, and will set up an opportunity for the first baseman, Gavin Conicillo. Gavin Conicillo batting 129, five RBIs. The left-handed batter face off against the right-hander. Throwback over to first base. So Conicillo will get ready. Talked about throughout the week, working on that opposite field base hitting, especially with the shift being faced in outfield at the moment. Conicillo will take an inside pitch for ball one. One ball, no strikes here for Conicillo. Also working on putting a lot of backspin on the ball as well. I've really had a chance to watch him up close in BP, creating a lot of that backspin on the ball. There it is, in motion. Gavin Conicillo, left side of the infield. It's a base hit. And the Rawhide have their first two base runners of the inning. Nice piece of hitting by Conicillo. There's that backspin I'm talking about, just getting over the shortstop, rained on Collins' head, enough to get down quickly, and it's a no-out single for Conicillo, and that will now bring up Alvin Guzman to the plate. So probably the most promising inning for the Rawhide since the second, as now we have a little bit of a mound visit here. Making the way out to the mound is pitching coach Sean Coyne. Haven't seen many mound visits in this ball game, but as a result, it is a Sean team mound visit. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. So Coyne's still out there, and he's going to use up all the time before the home plate umpire Spencer Kim says, all right, that's enough. Let's have a conclusion. But you do see a Quake pitcher warming up right now. It looks like wearing number 13. We'll give you that in just a moment to see which pitcher that is for the Quakes. But before that happens, Christian Romero will stay in the ballgame. Three innings of work so far, closing in on 50 pitches. Romero with three strikeouts on the day. Alvin Guzman, with runners on first and second, will take a pitch on the outside corner of the plate for strike number one. No balls and a strike for Guzman. 0-1 count for Guzman. We'll get ready for the next pitch from Romero. We'll see how long the leash is for Romero and if he'll get through this inning as a breaking ball. Looks like a slider. Misses outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Got to get some more cowbells. The cowbells going loud here in Valley Strong. A nice showing as the sun gets ready to go down. 8:16, closing in on 2 hours of game time here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alvin Guzman gets ready for the pitch. One ball, one strike, a block in the dirt. Tyron Lorenzo is able to stay in front of that one, and it was not able to get past him. Good block here. You cannot afford to let both Rawhide players get into scoring position. And Lorenzo does exactly that. Alvin Guzman tied for the team lead in most games played with 31. Also leads the team in hits at 27. Right up the middle, base hit. Here comes one, rounding third base. Here comes Johnson. Johnson's going to score easily, and the Rawhide have cut down the deficit to one. Right up the middle, down the middle, solves the riddle. Alvin Guzman sends it right past the foot of Christian Romero. Bounced off the second base bag. Brett Johnson scores easily, And the Rawhide now trail 4-3. We talked about the team leading in hits. Alvin Guzman takes advantage of a high breaking ball and easily scores in. Johnson, one thing that the Rawhide were working on in practice today was getting those jumps as soon as the ball leaves the bat. And Brett Johnson, you could tell he was paying attention to practice today. As soon as the ball cracked off the bat, Johnson was in motion, and he reaches home easily. And the Rawhide have runners on first and second. It's Conicillo at first, or Conicillo at second, Guzman at first. One ball and no strikes. Juan Cornell steps up to the plate. 1-for-2 on the day. Juan Cornell lined out back in the second, had a single back in the fifth. Pitch number 50 on the way. The delivery, swing and a miss. Cornell looked like he was trying to pull that into right field. Rawhide managers have really emphasized hitting the ball in the middle of the field. And Juan Cornell looked like he tried to pull that one. One ball and one strike. Still no outs. This is batter number 4 of the inning. Cornell batting at 205. His pitch, and he sends that one right up into the shift. Scooping it up is Don Kahn. 6-4-3, double play. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a fielder's choice. Nice speed by Juan Cornell, sprinting down the first base line. He's able to reach, so it's only going to be a 6-4 fielder's choice. And as a result, runners are on the corners with one away. We'll get the replay here if you're watching at home on Bally Sports Live. Scooping up is Don Kahn. He tossed it over to Betancourt. Betancourt with a really difficult play. Stuck off his back foot in the air, thrown over to first, unable to reach. And now it looks like the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to come out, and he is going to make a change for the Quakes. Rawhide have been able to score a run. They trail 4-3. We have a ResCon pitching change, and when we come back, we will have the numbers. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Quakes lead 4-3.
Your attention, please. Horacio Cucamonga now pitching. Number 18, Lucas West.
Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. A new pitcher for the Quakes. It's number 18, Lucas Wepp. Wepp is the right-hander. The bat's left-handed, oddly enough. So the right-handed pitcher comes in at 6'5", 192 from Louisiana Monroe, a team out in the Sun Belt Conference from Toronto, California. So moved out to Louisiana, back for his college days, and look where he ends up. Back in the California League, pitching for the Quakes of the Los Angeles Dodgers, a single-A affiliate. Meanwhile, the Visalia Rawhide single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So digging in is number 35, Anderson Rojas. If you thought the middle of the order contributed, wait till you see this is the hottest guy on the Rawhide team. Runners on the corners. Rawhide trail by 1-4-3. Double play is intact. The first pitch on the way to Rojas. But before that can happen, Webb throws over to first. And really concerned with preventing two runners in scoring position. Webb trying to prevent that. The Rawhide have 40 stolen bases on the season. The average in the California League is 47th. The first pitch from Webb, and that one goes inside for a ball. Cornell had quite a big jump over on the first base side. Stays in put and decides not to go. But maybe just trying to get in the head of Thyron Lorenzo. Maybe trying to knock off Lucas Webb. Maybe force a balk. You never know. One ball, one strike with one away. 90 feet away is Conicillo, and he fouls that one back for a one ball, two strike count. 83-mile-per-hour off-speed pitch. The off-speed pitching has really been effective by Quakes pitching here in this ball game. And in fact, the Rawhide have struck out five times today. Cornell, still a small lead over at first. One ball, one strike, one away. The 1-1 delivery, that one goes high over the head of Rojas. The left fielder takes it for ball two. Two balls and a strike. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Anderson Rojas, I mentioned he's the most effective batter for the Rawhide, but he's 0-for-3 on the day. Had a ground out back in the first, flew out in the third, and a strikeout in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. Two balls, one strike, hard hit, shot, misses just right. You see the manager for the Rawhide right there giving the ball to a fan over on our right field side. That's Z Gardner. Z Gardner in his second season as manager for Visalia. Anderson Rojas is in the back of the batter's box. Left foot is on the back of the white line. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 pitch, Lucas Swept throws back over to first base, and you can really tell the concern over for Juan Cornell at first base. Mention that 40 stolen bases for the Rawhide. Maybe make it 41 and put runners in scoring position. However, for Juan Cornell, he does have 9 stolen bases, so I can understand the concern for Webb, but that ball misses in the dirt for a ball, and the count goes full. I talk about why you should be concerned for Cornell. Talk about those 9 stolen bases. It's good for second most on the Rawhide team. The leader for the Rawhide with 10 is Alvin Guzman. Runners on the corners, payoff pitch. You got to think Cornell will be in motion. Will Webb throw over to first one more time? No, he won't. Runners in motion. It's going to be Cornell going over to second, but before that can happen, it's fouled off into the Budweiser red zone. And the red zone on the left side of the infield. Going closer to left field along that 320 left field line. Rojas will get ready for the next pitch. Webb from the stretch. The former Warhawk with the delivery fouled backwards once again, and Rojas finding a way to stay alive in the at-bat. We've seen some pretty long at-bats this series. Yesterday, I believe the longest at-bat was 12 pitches, and that was a Rawhide batter. The Rawhide have the ability to extend at-bat, increase pitch counts. Now Anderson Rojas will take his batter's timeout, get out of the box, and kind of reset. Tyron Lorenzo will put back on his catcher's mask. A big pitch coming up here. 4-3 is the score. Webb with runners on the corners from the stretch. Payoff pitch on the way. Cornell's in motion. That one's fouled backwards once again. And just trying to find a way to stay alive in the at-bat is Rojas. Rojas batting with a all threes number, 333. Can't forget that number. He's one of two batters on this Rawhide team batting above 300. Rojas, get ready for the pitch. From the left side, right on left. Swing and a miss. Struck out Anderson Rojas, but a stolen base for Juan Cornell. And there's runners in scoring position with a really good Jose Fernandez stepping up to the plate.
Jose Fernandez.
So back-to-back strikeouts for Anderson Rojas tonight. Elevated fastball from Lucas Webb. And two away. Runners on second and third. He got Conicello at third, Cornell at second. And now it's going to be a mound visit here at Tyron Lorenzo. Maybe he saw something that he didn't like. But he makes his way to kind of talk things over with Lucas Webb. Jose Fernandez, the shortstop for the Rawhide, batting 278. Doesn't lead the Rawhide in any major categories, but he's good enough in quite a bit of categories as well. 15 hits on the year. He also has 2 doubles and 2 home runs, so 4 extra base hits on the season for Fernandez. 10 RBIs to his name. Maybe he can record number 12 and give the Rawhide a 5-4 lead. Swing and miss on an elevated fastball, strike number 1. No balls and a strike, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Webb. And now Fernandez finds himself behind in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Rawhide batting 240 with runners in scoring position. The delivery to Fernandez, and he hits that one into left center field, retreating backwards, going back out in front of the warning track. That one is Jorge Puerta. He's able to make it about 3 feet in front of the warning track, and the inning will come to a conclusion. However, the Rawhide We're able to record it. Two hits, one run, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the top of the inning where the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 4-3. Jill Gearin will take us the rest of the way. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Top of the eighth inning, the Quakes lead 4-3. First pitch swinging is Don Cohn, and it fouls off into the netting behind the plate. New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, Axel Andueza, called to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 0-1, misses out. Don Cohn in his last at-bat did hit a home run. And weighs it in relief for Tejeda. The pitch fouled off right field side. One, two. Swung on and missed. It wasn't the dirt. Cerda throws down to first to complete the strikeout.
Center fielder Chris Noel.
Chris Newell comes to the plate batting from the left side. Newell today has hit a home run. He's also grounded out and struck out. The pitch misses. Pitch misses outside. Ball two. 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Andueza. Two-o. Low in the dirt. Ball three. Infield shifting to the right. Three-o. Deep fly ball, left field side, hooking. But it hooks around the foul pole. A home run for Chris Newell. His second home run of the day and the third home run of the day for the Quakes. They get an insurance run as they lead 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning.
Heading towards the plate. Catcher.
He now has 12 home runs on the year. And Thyrone Lorenzo bats from the left side. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Count is 0-1. misses. 1-1 line towards center field, lands in left center for a base hit. Back-to-back hits for the Quakes here in the top of the eighth inning. Here's an update for the Cal League scores for you. Modesto and Fresno, they're tied up at 6 in the 8th. San Jose and Stockton are in the 4th inning, and Stockton leads 4-3. And Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire are postponed for the day. The pitch misses low to Galiz. Still no word, or at least I haven't heard, if they'll be playing tomorrow. When the gas leak explosion happened yesterday, they immediately postponed yesterday and today's game. 1-0. Slow ground ball to the third baseman. Corniel misses it. He comes up too early, and it'll be an error on the third baseman, Corniel. First ball hit to him today. No, only the second ball hit to him today, and he is not your normal third baseman. He usually plays the middle infield, but they threw him at third today. That'll be an error. The third baseman, Corniel. Runners on first and second. One out. And Jorge Puerta bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Andueza working with runners on first and second. The pitch. There's a strike, low inside corner. Andueza is in relief for Tejeda, who threw two innings for the Rawhide, giving up one earned run off of two hits. Walked a batter and struck out four. And time is called. One-one. Popped up into center field. Guzman goes back. Makes the play in front of the warning track. Lorenzo tries to tag from second. He does so successfully. The throw cut off by the shortstop, Fernandez. So it is a fly out. Puerta is retired for the second out. But Lorenzo advances to third. Runners on the corners. And Alonzo comes to the plate. And there is a meeting. What just happened? The home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, had a conversation with him. We didn't have a pitch yet thrown. He had to go get a different bat. Not sure what the issue was. All right. Well, we're ready for the first pitch. Runners in the corners, two down. Swings at the first pitch, and it's fouled off. I have a gut feeling it had to do with his grip. I think his grip was pretty bright yellow. Now he does not have any grip on his bat. The pitch, 0-1, misses low. When I say grip, I don't know if that's the term that these guys use, but that's what I called it in softball, that kind of foam, squishy thing that spins around the handle of the bat. Some guys use char to be able to grip it a little bit easier. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Other guys prefer grip. Just depends on personal preference. Two balls and a strike, two outs. There's the yellow that I was talking about. But Kenneth Betancourt has it. So maybe I was wrong on my assumption if Betancourt's going to try to use yellow grip as well. The pitch is swung on and missed. Thought that was not a bad guess. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 5-3 ball game. Quakes lead. The pitch, runners off for second. It's low in the dirt. Cerda does not throw. Full count, two away, two runners in scoring position. That is a stolen base for Galiz, his second of the year. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Alonzo strikes out to end the inning, but the Quakes do pick up an insurance run. Chris Newell hits his 12th home run of the year, 5-3 going into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
David Martin leads it off for the Rawhide. Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide trailed by two. He swings the first pitch, line drive, shallow right center field. Newell comes over, makes the play. One down.
Heading towards the plate is the catcher, Christian Serna.
Christian Serna batting from the right side. It is Lucas Wepp back on the mound for his second inning of work. Wepp from Toronto, Canada. We got it, Canada. Pitch misses, high ball one. I think I heard Joey say Toronto, California too, so apparently the Rawhide broadcast just, the broadcasters, we just don't know much about Canada, huh? The pitch misses outside, ball two. I think I have a decent excuse. Toronto, California, I'm from California. I know that the Quakes are near Toronto, California. I know that the airport is called Ontario Toronto Airport that they fly out of, as that pitch is a strike. Joey's from Texas. He has no excuse. Other than maybe. The roster is just confusing for us to read. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball three. Again, it says Toronto, C-A. On the printed out roster that we have. It is correct if you go to his MLB page. And for Lucas's family, who's going to hear me talk about this every single time he comes here to Visalia, I truly, truly do apologize. That pitch is a strike. Count is full. All right. The Canadian on the mound. Three balls, two strikes, one out. I've not introduced myself to Lucas yet. I should. Just apologize. The 3-2 misses high and outside, ball four. Serna draws a one-out walk in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Rawhide trailing by two. Manuel Pena comes to the plate.
Batting for the Hide, second baseman Manuel Pena.
So some more information about that gas explosion that happened in Lake Elsinore. For those of you who don't know, at 4:20 yesterday, there was a gas leak explosion in the Lake Elsinore home clubhouse. The pitches swung on and missed 0-1. Two people were injured, and originally the report said that they were airlifted out of the stadium and brought to a hospital, but they actually were sent via ambulance, last report I read at least. So that pitch is a strike. And it was not a player. It was not a San Diego staff member. It was not even a Lake Elsinore staff member. It was two plumbers, contracted plumbers, who were out there checking on the known gas leak. And then that was when an explosion happened. From what I have read, that they did experience burns as that pitch misses inside, but will be able to recover. And again, I have not heard if there will be a game tomorrow or not. One, two. Ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Cerdo around second. He'll stay there. Right fielder Alonso gets it in.
Now Valley right fielder Brent Johnson.
Johnson now batting for the left side. And there will be a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Sean Coyne.
Sean Chang, full service real estate team, probably serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with Hines. There's Sean Chang, where community manager.
One down, runner on second is Christian Cerda. He walked. And on first is Manuel Pena, who just singles. That was the fifth hit of the day for the Rawhide. They have three runs to show for it. Meanwhile, the Quakes have five runs off of six hits. And no one is warming in the pen just yet for the Quakes. But I think I see someone starting to do some band work out there.
Johnson, the batter for the Rawhide.
One down, here's the pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. Johnson has walked twice today. He's also struck out swinging. Infield at double play depth. Pitch to Johnson is low and inside. 1-1. One count, one away. The pitch misses high and outside, ball two. A 2-1 misses. Hitters count for Johnson. Step off by Webb. He actually would have had Cerda out at second, possibly, if one of the middle infielders was over there covering. Three-one. Line towards right field. Alonso comes in, makes a sliding grab to rob Johnson of a base hit. Fantastic play by the right fielder. That's not the first diving or sliding play we've seen from him this series. Two down now. Runners still on first and second as Gavin Conticello comes to the plate. The pitch, strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1, two outs. Pitch to Conticello is swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes. Rawhide trail by two in the bottom of the eighth. Webb has his glove at the belt. Here's the pitch. Check swing and he fouls it off. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside. 93 mile an hour fastball. One, two. Fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Infield shading to the right. The pitch to Conticello. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He strikes out to end the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners, and they still trail by two. We're going into the ninth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Top of the ninth inning, Anduesa is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers a ball low and out to Dayton Dooney. 5-3 ball game. Top of the ninth, In the last inning, the Quakes did get an insurance run thanks to Chris Newell's 12th home run of the season and second of the night. The pitch is swung on and missed. I want to say it's his fourth of the series. Pretty sure he had a two home run night two nights ago as well. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. And yes. Okay, double check. On Thursday, he did have two home runs. So 4 on the series. 1-2. Andueza kicks. Pitch misses out. Two comes in and it hits Dayton Dooney on his right hand, I think. Here comes D. Gardner to come in and check on it just to see if Spencer Kim did see it. I thought I saw it from up here that it did hit him. See if you can see it on the replay. Yeah, I think it did. Looks like it without being able to zoom in. So, runner on first, nobody out. First pitch swing is Betancourt. He swings and misses. The pitch is fouled off. No ball, 2 strikes. Betancourt is flat out to left. He has struck out and he has grounded out to third. 0-2 is foul down the right field side. By the way, tonight's announced attendance 2,866. Everyone here for Armed Services Day, All American Saturday, as well as our postgame fireworks. 0-2 fouled off. Behind the first base grandstands.
Broken window. Vision Glass Works, 747-2000.
Pitch. Line down the right field side. It lands. No, Johnson catches it. Beg your pardon. Wasn't able to see that properly through the poles, but Johnson makes the play along the foul line for the first out of the inning. One down, now Nick Bittison at the plate. He takes the ball high. Bittison batting 230 on the year. He's been hit by a pitch, struck out twice, and has grounded out to second. Pitch is fouled off, 1-1 count. Misses high, ball 2. Fouled off. Off the end of the bat. Count is now 2-2 to Bittison. Andueza, glove at the belt. The 2-2 fouled off into the netting. 81-mile-an-hour pitch from Andueza. Two-two. swung on and missed. Strike three. Bittison strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away, still a runner on first. It's Dooney as Ryan Doncone comes to the plate batting from the right. 5-3 ball game, Quakes lead. The pitch, foul tipped into the glove. Liam Norris is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. And Induesa steps off. Infield shading to the left. Doncone has hit a home run today. The pitch swung on and missed strike two, but he has also struck out three times this evening. We are still waiting on the 0-2. And Induesa calls for time? I don't know. The two umpires, it looked like they said something to each other. That or the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, was saying something to Induesa. 0-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Cornell has it. The throw to second will end the inning. Last chance for the Rawhide. Bottom of the ninth coming up. A trail by two. Need two to extend it. Three to win it. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Bottom of the ninth inning, batting for the Rawhide, center fielder, Elvin Guzman.
Bottom of the ninth inning, last chance for the Rawhide. Guzman leads it off, facing Madison Jeffries. First pitch to Guzman, misses high, ball one. Jeffrey, right-handed pitcher. He sets, and the 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Guzman's had a nice day at the plate. 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. He is responsible for all of the runs scored so far for the Rawhide. They trail by 2 in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Tomorrow will be the final game of the series. 12:05 first pitch. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Guzman strikes out to end the inning. No, sorry. I'm so sorry. Not to end the inning. For the first out of the inning. One away. Juan Cornell now batting from the left side. Got ahead of myself. I was thinking about how I have to go down and help pick up the fireworks afterwards as we have post-game fireworks today. We usually have fireworks one Saturday a month. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Ball one to Cornell, who's batting from the left. 5-3 ball game. One away, nobody on. One oh. Misses low and in ball two. Two oh. Called strike on the inside corner. Tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch. It is our Sunday fun day. Tippers Kids Club Day. It's our first Tipper Kids Club giveaway, and it is a Tipper laundry hamper. The 2-1. Misses low, ball two. Beg your pardon, ball three. And that giveaway is brought to you by Allen Law Firm. Three one. Fouled off. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play, third base side. Full count. Jeffrey kicks. Hard ground ball, second baseman. Betancourt is there. Throw to first, two away. Rawhide down to their final out.
Left fielder Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas takes the ball outside. One oh. Strike with the letters. One one. Grounded foul. First base side. Jeffrey, glove at the belt, the 1-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Bittison fields it. And that will end the inning and the game. The Quakes take down the Rawhide 5-3. The Quakes out-hit the Rawhide 6-5. Quakes committed an error while the Rawhide committed two. Quakes defeat the Rawhide 5-3, and they now guarantee at least a split as they lead the series 3-2. The Rawhide will need to win tomorrow in order to split the series. Meanwhile, the Quakes are hoping to win it because the Rawhide are the only team that they have not taken a series from yet this season, at least of the teams that they have played against so far. Post-game fireworks coming up soon, so we're going to be not having a very long...
Good people, good time to create beers, what it's always been about. Coming together as a community.
We will not be having a very long post-game show today, but remember, first pitch is tomorrow at 12:05 for the series finale. Expected pitcher for the Quakes is the lefty Luis Valdez, and for the Rawhide, the left-handed pitcher Brock Jones. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today and for listening and watching, whether it's on rawhidebaseball.com or on Valley Live. And a huge thank you to JT for all of his hard work behind the cameras, behind the graphics as well. Thank you to Joey Gonzalez, who took over play-by-play for three of the innings today. First pitch tomorrow, 12:05. I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.